It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Thera. There are now more than 5,000 data centers across the United States, including about 50 here in Wisconsin.
Technology companies have invested trillions of dollars in these centers. Those investments have been credited with keeping the economy humming, despite other signs of an economic downturn. But some economists have said that the AI boom could actually be a bubble about to burst.
We wanted to get a sense of how much these centers are changing Wisconsin's communities, environment, and economy, and what 2026 might hold. WPR reporter Joe Schultz has been following the data center boom in Wisconsin. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You've been covering the development of data centers for a while. We've been talking about them a lot on this show, too. Are you surprised, like I am, about how much this issue has blown up just in the last, what, half year, 8 months or so?
A little bit. I mean, the pushback this year has definitely gotten a lot more pronounced than it was, you know, when, I mean, I remember when former President Biden came to Wisconsin to announce Microsoft's project in Mount Pleasant. And yeah, it's just, the pushback has really intensified in recent months, it feels like. And there's been, you know, more subsequent announcements since then as well.
Right. The quantity of projects and the size of some of them, it seems like there. If I've got a big chunk of land with nothing on it in Wisconsin, somebody's going to come to me and want to build a data center. Talk a little bit about how much this is spreading and mushrooming in Wisconsin.
Well, Microsoft expects to finish the first phase of its data center campus in Mount Pleasant next year. In September, the company announced plans to invest $4 billion in a second data center as part of that campus. Port Washington, you know, has approved a development agreement for a data center campus in that community, and that one broke ground recently. And then, you know, opponents for that project have also started a recall petition for the mayor. You know, and then Meta just a couple months ago, you know, Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, revealed that they're the developer behind a data center campus in Beaver Dam. And then another company, QTS Data Centers, is hoping to build a similar campus in Dane County.
Now, before we get too far into this, remind us, what happens in a data center? What do they do?
So in general, data centers contain a lot of servers that are used to run like websites and apps and AI systems. And they store a whole bunch of data. Those servers consume a lot of energy, and they generate heat, so they also rely on reliable electricity and advanced cooling systems. And I think a lot of the ones in Wisconsin are going to be like AI data centers. I know, like, yeah, they're like the hyperscaler data centers.
One of the hopes, if you get a data center in your community, is that there will be jobs in the construction and then the operation. What do we know so far about the job impact of these projects?
So the construction jobs is where the bulk of the job creation from data centers is going to come from. Earlier this year, Governor Evers said that more than 3,000 construction workers have worked on Microsoft's first data center in Mount Pleasant so far. And then, you know, Meta says that they're expecting to have more than 1,000 construction jobs and then only about 100 construction jobs when that campus is completed. So really, like, the big impact is those, you know, these are thousands of construction jobs. And then operational jobs, it's going to be much smaller.
You mentioned pushback in many communities. In some cases, that has stopped projects or paused them. In some cases, as you mentioned, recall campaigns targeting local officials. When people are objecting to these data centers, what kind of concerns have you heard them raising?
A lot of the pushback has been around concerns about the amount of energy and water that these data center campuses are going to use. A recent analysis by the nonprofit Clean Wisconsin found that Microsoft's data center campus in Mount Pleasant and the data center campus being developed in Port Washington could use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin. And then there were also concerns in Beaver Dam about a lack of transparency around that project because the city approved a development agreement for it about a year before Meta publicly revealed that it was the developer behind the project. But water and energy are kind of the two big ones.
I've talked to some people who are organizing local campaigns against data centers, and they've told me anyway that they're starting to make connections from one community to another. You know, where if I'm opposing this in town B, well, I'm talking to the person in city C over there, and we're comparing notes and things like that. Have you seen that when you're talking to people who object to these data centers, people seeing this as a local issue, but then starting to connect the dots and see it as a wider issue?
Not a ton. You know, I went to Meta's announcement in Beaver Dam, and there were about a dozen protesters outside. There were a few that weren't from the community. And then, you know, many of them were, you know, like residents. Not a ton. I know there were those data center protests kind of across Wisconsin. And, you know, this is an issue that Charlie Behrens, the comedian, was raising some concern about. You know, a lot of my conversations with, I guess, data center opponents are some of the environmental groups that are concerned about, you know, to meet the electricity demand for these projects, we're going to have to build more electric generation. And utilities are looking at building natural gas power plants and investing in natural gas. They're also investing in, you know, renewable energy as well. But I think the big concern from some of the environmental groups that I've talked to has been this could really derail efforts to get Wisconsin's energy generation to be carbon neutral. And then, you know, there's also some concerns about the water and the Great Lakes as well.
Of course, not everyone is against these projects. What kind of hopes have you heard from people, politicians or others who are supporting these projects?
Well, one of the big kind of key things I think for local officials has been, you know, this is going to be new construction in their communities. This is going to bring additional property value to their communities. This is something that that some of the local leaders that I've talked to, you know, they say that it will allow them to boost their property taxes without boost their property tax revenue without having to, you know, tax homeowners and, you know, small business owners more, because these are going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot of property value caught up in the data centers. And that's, you know, a lot of local governments are strapped for funding. You know, whether it's, you know, small towns trying to afford an ambulance or a fire department or, you know, even local school districts, you know, so I think that's kind of what the local officials that are behind these projects are really kind of seeing, is they're seeing it as a way to boost property tax value without, you know, raising taxes on residents, because these are like multi-billion dollar projects.
We're talking about what happened with data centers across Wisconsin in 2025. Joe Schultz is with us, WPR reporter. He's been following this issue. Now, at the state and federal level, there have been efforts to regulate data centers and AI in one way or another. President Trump signed an executive order saying, hey, states, you are limited in your ability to regulate AI. A lot of open questions there. We won't get into that. But here in Wisconsin, Joe, you wrote about a bill introduced in the state legislature that had to do with the energy sources, the wages at data centers. What was that? Where is it in the legislature?
Yeah, so it's been introduced, but there hasn't been a ton of movement on it yet. It was officially introduced, according to the legislature website, in early December. And, you know, the way that it was kind of explained to me by one of the co-sponsors was that it's meant to fill a regulatory void in Wisconsin. The lawmaker that I talked to, you know, mentioned that really, the main mention of data centers in state law right now is for tax incentives. We've got a sales and use tax exemption for data centers, and this aims to provide some guardrails. It would make sure that, you know, the workers building the data centers are receiving either prevailing wages or union wages covered under a collective bargaining agreement. And, you know, it looks to kind of protect the workers, and then also, you know, make sure that data centers receive at least 70% of their annual electricity from renewable sources. And it ties, you know, some of the subsidies that are already on the books for data centers to those labor and renewable energy investment goals. So that would kind of, another lawmaker kind of described it as like, you know, if we're going to make public tax dollars available to private corporations, we need to make sure that there's family sustaining jobs, and we need to make sure that these investments are benefiting the public. So it's, yeah, really just trying to like get some more guardrails in place to protect the people building these, and then, you know, try to make sure that, you know, renewable energy is being used to power them.
All right, Joe, let's look ahead now at 2026. So this last year, you report on a lot. I follow your reporting. You report on more than just data centers. I feel like you could have had a full-time job just following all the data center stories in the state this year. 2026, do you think we're going to see the same kind of trends? More of this, a lot of work in progress there. What are you watching for in this next year?
I mean, I think the projects that have already been started, it'll be interesting to see just kind of where those end up. You know, I mean, I think, just kind of like, do these projects follow through? And then I think the pushback is really going to be interesting. There's an effort to recall the mayor of Port Washington. We'll see what happens there. And then I think maybe in local elections in April, you know, you could see some things start to shift due to some of the opposition to data centers. I think the public has gotten pretty skeptical in a way that they weren't when these projects started being announced. And then, you know, I think the companies behind some of these projects are also like, you know, talking about ways that they want to invest and partner with communities. So Meta made some promises about helping restore wetland and prairie kind of around where they're going to build their data center. And then, you know, Microsoft is partnering with UW-Milwaukee on a manufacturing kind of something with AI and manufacturing. And I think like seeing where some of those partnerships go will be interesting. And then, you know, I think any new data centers that get built in Wisconsin are just going to face more opposition at the local level, at the local government meetings where they're happening. It'll be interesting to see if anything happens with that bill. There's a whole lot. And then as these things come online, what are the impacts? You know, like what utility projects end up getting approved? When we start getting some more hard numbers on, you know, how much water and energy some of these things are going to need, I think that's going to be interesting. I mean, I think this is going to be an issue that's going to be here for a while.
Joe, we'll leave it there. Thanks for bringing us up to date.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Joe Schultz is a WPR reporter who covers northeastern Wisconsin, business and energy issues. He's been following the AI data center boom in Wisconsin. You can follow his reporting in the new year at WPR.org.